Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm still tweaking that intro thing. My computer's running a little slow. Sorry about that. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 10th through the 17th and some of the interesting astrology in this week ahead for each sign. So to start with, there are four major areas of interest in this week ahead. You might have noticed that I wrote this was the Love and Money Show. So I'm going to get to that topic third. I briefly want to talk about the fact that we are still in this new moon momentum moving forward. It's a solar eclipse momentum, so there is still the eclipsing out as we head into this week ahead. And it's very important because it is one of the more powerful potential energies to help us change things in the Piscean part of the sky. As of today, for you guys listening live, on March 10th, we have entered into the Chiron South Karmic Node embrace. Those two energy points are on the same degree for the next 17 days. So from the 10th of March to the 27th of March in Pisces. And so that's the first topic. As we're moving forward, as we're getting into this flow of taking things to the next level with our artistic projects and talents, with our spiritual development and practices, with our romantic needs, with those past life karmic soulmate types that either wrestle with us or are good for us that we kind of recognize as they come in and out of our lives, with the healing, addictions, and hospital needs, with anything involving research or investigation or behind-the-scenes development. That's all Piscean ruled, and that is where Chiron now, and this is a one-time deal, this is it, these 17 days traveling with the Karmic South Node, so you won't get a repeat of this, so it's a very important moment in our life, where Chiron is asking us to address our soul wounds during this time frame. If something has weighed heavily on you, if there's something that you feel like has always been in the picture throughout your lifetime and you've always felt vulnerable about it, it may come to the surface now. I love it that, you know, my cough comes up right at that moment. It's like, here's yours, baby. Anyways, it may come to the surface so that you can deal with it, so that you can recognize it. It may be about the way you view things that's just a little off, you know. It could be about feeling, you know, inferior in certain circumstances. It could be about a situation you find yourself in. It could be about your body image. It could be about, you know, the kind of recognition you're trying to garner in your life. I mean, there's a million different ways this could play out, but it is really important to notice it as it comes up for you in these next 17 days. And it's really important to recognize that it's coming up in other people around you. And where Chiron travels, the beautiful side of it is that it does call forward your own inner guru energy, which means that from that wound, you have learned the hardcore lessons. And when you see that wound in others, you're able and capable of then helping them in some way through your wisdom and understanding of that wound. So you may be called on in these next 7 to 8 days to kind of do something for somebody else as well. Again, super important time, and it probably is going to be focused on one of these Piscean themes, something coming out in this woundedness and then the potential to do some real healing through your artistic, romantic, spiritual healing, hospital, addictive, research, or behind-the-scenes situation that's going on. And as it travels with the Karmic South Node, this once-in-a-lifetime, I'm going to say once-in-a-lifetime because I really doubt many of us will be here 60 years from now, you know, so we'll see. I mean, maybe some of you guys will be. But at least this is the major one at this point in our life. So the Karmic South Node is about either some kind of loss, something that you need to let go of during this next 17 days. So that may be a good thing. Maybe it's time to let go of something that you feel has been wounding you. Maybe somebody is wounded and they're going to cross over. You know, that would be the most extreme side of it, I think. The karmic south node also can be that through understanding of this wound, through understanding and healing of others, that you can rebalance a karmic situation with somebody that you're involved with or in a situation you're involved with. So you want to strive for that. And it can also be the portal that allows past life souls to enter into your life. So if there's somebody new on the horizon that arrives between now and the 27th, and they're going to have some kind of strong impact in one of those Piscean topics that I just listed, then this is very likely a past life soul and a potential to rebalance things and to heal things. And so, you know, pay attention. That's all we can do, right? Sorry, I don't know why I'm coughing. I haven't been. So there you have that. Then, second, in the week ahead of us, between the 10th and the 17th, Mercury is going to be active. And so we have Friday the 11th, Mercury and Neptune get together. That is a brand new, fresh start with those energies. This can definitely, you know, anywhere where Mercury is active, we can get into that talk with somebody. We can pick up the phone and call them, or the email will be responded to, or we might run into somebody. It's a great day to set meetings on these Mercury days. Really good days, well, depending on if it's a challenging or an opportune day, which I'll go through here, to, you know, pitch ideas or sign agreements or make sales or write or, you know, interview or hear the news or offer you've been waiting on. So that communication flow, really strong on these Mercury days I'm going to give you. So Friday the 11th, as it comes to sit on the same degree with Neptune, which rules Pisces, in the sign of Pisces, you get this major fresh start. And so you do want to get into talks or meet with people or pitch those ideas starting Friday that have to do with your art, your film, your music, whatever that muse-related thing is, or about the romance or about the spiritual practice or what you need to do about healing or hospitals or addictions or research, okay? Then, second day for Mercury, Monday the 14th. Now, this is the challenging day in this week ahead. So, you know, the universe has got a sense of humor. I'm going to let us start the week with a challenging Mercury day. So that's, it is what it is, right? And so on Monday the 14th, Mercury squares Saturn. So Monday may bring you a quote-unquote no. Somebody turns you down, or you can't get that meeting or that talk, or it gets canceled or postponed to another day, or the news you were waiting on comes back and it's not such good news. So you may have to overcome that and look for another solution. And trust me, with the kind of momentum that we have in these Piscean areas right now, there is a ton of possibility in other areas if you do get a no. The other way that this may turn out on Monday the 14th could be that you are pushing yourself harder. Maybe you really need to research something even more. Maybe you need to sit down and really tear apart that writing and rewrite it. Maybe you need to break down the way that the sales are going and rework that, you know. Whatever it is that is standing there as some kind of obstacle would challenge you to pour on more. So that is a possibility as well. There's also a possibility that you have to deal with an authority type like a parent, a boss, a mentor, a judge, somebody like that, and whatever their issues are in the situation. And regardless of how this shows up as some kind of, you know, challenge that pushes you or frustrates you, it is coming from the ninth house, which means on Monday you really are going to get face-to-face with whatever the situation is on the legal front, with the educational pursuit, with the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing side of things, with the travel plans or the person at a distance, with the wedding, with the religious or political theme in the mix. So ninth house rules that higher-minded area. So that's your challenge on Monday. Very next day, thank goodness, on Tuesday the 15th, now we have Mercury forming these fabulous aspects. So again, like I said, if that's a challenge on Monday, either the extra effort you put in really pays off on Tuesday, or you find another outlet and it's something that's going to actually go really well for you on Tuesday. So don't lose hope. Tuesday again, Mercury day. Mercury is going to aspect Pluto in a positive open door aspect. and it's going to sit opposite Jupiter, bringing another person into the mix in some kind of big expansive way. So the Pluto lucky aspect opens the door to reaching goals or furthering career or dealing with those authority types when it comes to financial interest in the mix or what's going on intimately or reproductively or with a divorce or with a mortality issue or third party situation. And the Jupiter opposition means that something big can be focused on here with another person regarding the details, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the job, a health need, or what's going on with the pets. So Tuesday, yay. Big heart on Tuesday. Then on Thursday the 17th, at the end of this weekly period between Thursday and Thursday, Mercury comes to sit with that karmic south node. And so Thursday the 17th, we finally get the news, or we get that, we run into that person, or we have that talk or meeting, you know, whatever the communication energy is on that day, that will either be about running into that past life soul, or will be about the loss / letting go of something, or will be about the chance through your communications to rebalance some kind of karmic energy there. So Mercury, extremely active in this week ahead, so I encourage you to talk to people, to meet, to pick up your phone and answer when people are calling you. I know if you're like me, you're probably like running in 800 different directions right now, and it sometimes can be hard, but do your best to really connect with everybody in this week ahead. All right, third, the topic of the show is Venus and her joining in to this powerful thrust in Pisces. She joins in on Saturday the 12th, meaning she enters into the sign of Pisces on that day. And she is going to now tour through Pisces from the 12th of March until the 5th of April. It gives you about 3 weeks here to really focus in on what she can do. Now, here's the good news. Venus, where Venus shows up, things start to go better. That's a lovely thing. Where Venus shows up, women can start to really play an integral part in moving things forward for you in some kind of beneficial manner. So again, you would want to start thinking about, you know, are there certain women that I want to get involved with this artistic project or the spiritual practices or the romantic needs or the healing or hospital situation or what I'm doing with research and development? And more than all of that, Venus rules true love and Venus rules our personal income. And so finally, although we've had this forward huge thrust in the Piscean area since the 8th of March with that new moon solar eclipse and all of these other energies, Mercury dancing all over it, the Chiron and the karmic south node dancing all over it, it will be from the 12th of March forward until April 5th when we now can really get in there and make it about falling in love with somebody or really introducing a new love into our life or starting something that will put us on the path towards love if we're single. Taking things to the next level with a current lover, you know. Love becomes a major theme now in this, and income as well. So if you've really been trying to look at how can I push myself forward in ways to earn money in with the music, the film, the meditation, the yoga, the hospital, the spa, the retreat, the research, the development, or maybe your romance novels, you know, any of these Piscean arenas, then it really starts to move into play starting on Saturday. So that is a huge thing. And when we are looking at Venus, this is interesting to me, that the first aspect that she is going to make will happen in this week ahead. It's going to happen on Monday the 14th. Now, if you think about what I've just talked about, that's the day that Mercury has its challenge to Saturn in Sagittarius. And we have to face those legal, educational, media marketing, wedding, travel, religious or political issues, right? And so on Monday the 14th, Venus in Pisces is going to square Mars in Sagittarius. So we have Venus square Mars, Mercury square Saturn on Monday the 14th. So now Venus is going to challenge Mars here. Same thing. This is Venus saying, all right, buddy, I want to get serious. about, you know, or I want to see action. That's, you know, that's really what it is. There's going to be some kind of action going on. So either you're going to need to react to what you're seeing going on that day, or you're going to push somebody or some situation into action. It's going to be frictional energy once again. And so, you know, the push is on whatever Venus wants, whether it's love or it's income or it's the woman or the beauty themes that she rules. She's going to be pushing for some kind of forward momentum regarding those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political themes. So Monday, you know, in our week ahead, that's the, you know, the naughty day, the day that challenges, the day that really asks us to get serious, number one, about the Sagittarius themes because of Saturn, and to get active or reactive because of Mars there. Okay, and then the fourth major topic in this week ahead is a really big and important positive alignment. And this is one that is a three-parter. So if you look back into mid-October of 2015, that is when we had the very first Jupiter trine Pluto. It ran from about the 11th through the 16th of October. And this is a rare occurrence because, you know, Jupiter takes 12 years to go around. Pluto's, you know, in Capricorn, I don't know how many years, 24 years or something. So maybe Jupiter will do this twice and then not again for another 240 years. So it's a big deal, the alignment. And Jupiter is going to, from that point forward, Jupiter was really trying its best to steer all of us into something that was either going to make us happier or more prosperous or open up the potential to get to those things via the sixth house, which means, you know, either getting us into a better place in the work that we're here to do, or getting us into a better place with our health, or getting us into a better place when it comes to something that could benefit us through paperwork or through people we hire to help us or through what we do with coworkers, and, you know, really applying Jupiter themes to that. So, you know, how can we tend to the legal side of that, maybe legal side of the paperwork or what you're doing with the coworker. Maybe you're establishing a business together and you want to incorporate that, or maybe you need to tend to the legal sides of your health care and what you're doing with that, or whatever those, however that would cross over. And same thing for all the other Jupiter themes. You would apply them to work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So Jupiter also rules media and marketing and publishing. Is there something in the work field that you want to expand on there? It rules travel and people at a distance. Is there someone that you're, you know, involved with there that can help open this up? It rules your political and religious interests. Is there something in that that is affiliated with your work? It rules weddings. Are you in the wedding industry or do you want to be? It rules education. So is there something that you should get in and learn or get certified in or start teaching as part of this growth opportunity? So that's the Jupiter side of the equation. Again, it started back in October between the 11th and 16th. And the alignment is a positive, harmonious alignment locking in on Pluto in Capricorn. So this means that there is a goal to be reached. The alignment is giving you that opportunity if you apply yourself. There is a potential to further the career or completely transform the career in a more powerful way, even if that means deconstructing where you've been and rebirthing it during this time frame. It also means that there could be something very powerful transforming with an authority type, with your boss, with the parent, with the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the priest, whoever that higher up person is. And so when we're looking at Pluto, that comes through, you know, ways that you're dealing with the financial side of things there and how you're dealing with third-party scenarios and what's going on in your intimate and divorce/reproductive, that personal side of life, if that applies to you in this situation, might be on the health side of what's going on with Jupiter. So right now, on Wednesday, the 16th of March, we are going to have this Jupiter trine Pluto. And literally, you know, between the 10th and the 18th of March, we are in that window of Jupiter trining Pluto and, you know, peaking on Wednesday, the 16th. And so that day is pivotal because it's your second of three combinations like this. And the final one is going to come in the last week of June of this year. And then we won't have it for many, many, many years. So anything that you want to set in motion, again, you know, this is the time to be doing it. This is the time to focus in these areas. So that's my overview, and let's start down running through the signs. Aries, you know, straight up, the entire week is focused again. Like I said, this is going to be an ongoing theme for a couple weeks here with forward motion and what you guys can release or eclipse out in those Piscean themes for you guys. Straight up, that's what it rules for you. And so you want to look at the healing, the hospitals, the addictions, and what you can do about them, anything you can do about the romantic needs you have in your life or karmic rebalancing with people, anything that you can do with your artistic pursuits and projects and talents, anything with your spiritual practices. Pay attention to your dreams and the signs that are coming through and synchronicities, and get into your prayers and, you know, any kind of magical or psychic abilities that are coming out. There's going to be like some real magic for the Aries during this time frame. And focus with this Chiron South Node thing on those past life souls and the karmic rebalancing and any healing of old wounds that can be done during this time frame. Also note that Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 11th, 14th, 15th, and 17th are your days for Mercury to get in there and have those talks, have the meetings, hear the news that you want to have happen, write things up, pitch ideas, interview, make sales. And that out of those days, Monday would be the challenge day, the day that you either have to deal with an obstacle or you're pushing yourself harder on that day. And then Venus joining into all of this flow on Saturday the 12th is going to give you about 3 weeks until April 5th to start to then apply what it is that you want in your life and those themes that ties in with your personal income or that ties in with your love life or ties in with women or beauty themes. And again, forward motion here. This is a huge wave taking you forward in these areas, helping you guys achieve this. So the more that you're proactive about going after what you want there, the better. And again, Monday, if there is going to be a challenge with any of that, you'll see it on Monday the 14th. Then the Jupiter-Pluto alignment number 2 out of 3 happens on Wednesday the 16th. So this is your opportunity for anything big you're trying to open up in your world that ties in with your job, your health, your pets, anything with paperwork, hired help, or coworkers, and aligns into some kind of transformative thing you're trying to do to reach certain goals or to, you know, take it to the next level with your career or involve authority types that are part of this story for you, that boss, that parent, the judge, the mentor, anyone like that. So be proactive about that. Again, you're going to have the very final one of these in the last week of June this year. For Taurus, the week ahead with all this Piscean positive forward momentum and the releasing, the eclipsing, the rebalancing of karmic situations and any focus on wounded energy is really going to transpire with your friends, your group affiliations, what you're doing online, what you're doing in sync with astrology or charities, social networking or gatherings. And it can also really be a huge boost forward for Taurus when it comes to your original ideas and inventions and your, you know, that unique side of you within that dynamic. And so you want to pull on those Piscean themes. Is there something artistic, romantic, spiritual here? Is there something with addictions, healing, or hospitals here? Is there more research that you need to do here? Focus on what that wound is, and if there is a past life, pain that you're dealing with that you can bring to the surface, if ever you were going to, it's going to happen in these next 17 days. So if that's something you want to do that kind of deep work on, this is the time to do it. And you can release that, and you can work through that. Get in there with the right kind of people that can help you, okay? And if there is, you know, maybe there's a friend that it's time to turn that corner with. Maybe you need to let that person go, or maybe there is, something that you need to reframe that you're doing within the group dynamic, then this is a really powerful week to do so. And as far as, like, the days when talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and all that with Mercury are going to be made major in these themes, Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. And the challenging day out of those 4 days will be Monday the 14th, when there is something going on either with the financial side of things or with a sexual situation or reproductive need, a mortality issue or divorce theme in the mix that you'll need to really confront and deal with. When we look at Venus entering this picture, she enters on Saturday the 12th, and this is going to give you guys approximately 3 weeks until April 5th to really now start to bring in this income potential with the friends or what you're doing online with the group situations and all this, or to really focus on your love life furthering, taking you into something new. You know, this could be that if you're involved with somebody, you guys become more social during this time. If you're single, you may meet someone through a friend or being out in some kind of group activity or what you're doing online. So love is blossoming in those areas during those 3 weeks. And again, women or themes around beauty may have a focus for you from the 12th onward. Definitely a good time. This is a positive energy here starting to seep in. Again, as far as challenges go, she will push things on Monday the 14th as Mercury is pushing Saturn. Venus will push Mars. Same topics, time to deal with whatever's going on in that financial, sexual, divorce, a reproductive mortality or third-party situation. And with Jupiter and Pluto trining as of mid-October of 2015, we are now at the second perfection of that trine. Wednesday the 16th is the big peak day, but this week ahead of us is, this is it. This is the week that it sits at that degree. And so for Taurus, Jupiter is doing everything to bring you some kind of growth opportunity and luck and happiness or prosperity through your love life, through children, through creative projects, or through recreational pursuits. And this is when you are at that turning point again with it. And Pluto, in alignment to that, is saying that something transformative can happen through legal channels, through a wedding, through travel or foreign interests, through media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through anything with religion or politics. It's all in that higher-minded arena. So you want to look at, you know, what's going on intimately there or financially there or with the divorce there, or with mortality issues or reproductive needs there, and really kind of turn that corner as you can in this week ahead, Wednesday being the highlight of that. For Gemini, this whole week ahead, major push ahead. Again, we are focused for Gemini in the Piscean field. So, you know, it is about for Gemini focusing in on your personal goals or your career or some kind of dealing with an authority type like a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor. And so in that pursuit, you're looking at Piscean themes and where you can take things to that next level on the artistic side of things or in your spiritual practices or with the romance or with the healing or hospitals or addictions or with the research or development or the karmic turning point. And as of the 10th of March, today for you guys listening live, we are entering this 17-day period where you really want to look at where are the wounds here, where are you vulnerable in this situation, and how can you heal this and do it now? And is there some kind of rebalancing, or do you need to let go of something because of that karmic south node, or is there somebody from the past that needs to enter in during this time? And if they do, you'll recognize that person, and it'll be focused on this healing of this wound. Do you need to bring forth your guru, healer, teacher energy more into the career direction you're going or apply that to the parent? Or is there something going on here with, you know, a releasing and a karmic rebalancing with a personal goal that you have? So focus on that. It's a very important time. As far as the talking Mercury days with meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions that can be made in these areas, you have 4 days in this week ahead, Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, and Thursday the 17th. Monday is the one that is the challenging day. On that day, Gemini, you may be face-to-face with a partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, opponent, competitor, and be dealing with some kind of no or ending or long-term commitment or responsibility, something serious in the mix that you really need to focus on and overcome. So whether you're pushing that person or being pushed by that person, or there is something that comes your way that you now have to deal with, this is the time to do that. The rest of the days that I mentioned, really opportune for you to get in there and really see some forward momentum with what you want. With Venus entering the picture on Saturday the 12th, Gemini, this definitely starts to introduce love as a goal or income as a goal and tied in with that career flow. And things should really start to go very well between then and April 5th in those areas. Definitely can bring in women into focus and how to smooth things out or get what you want through women. Focus in on beauty themes. All of this should go well. The challenging day, again, will be Monday the 14th. When there is that key relationship, the client, the specialist, the opponent, the competitor, the partner, the agent, the attorney, whoever that person is that you're going to want to motivate with or about or through or because of or react to, it's active energy. And so that's your day to really overcome something. As far as Jupiter-Pluto alignment, this is the second of three that happens on Wednesday the 16th, but we are in that degree from March 10th through the 18th, so this whole week ahead, very important when it comes to the opportunity here to really expand on something for Gemini that has to do with your home, a real estate deal, the move, the renovation, what's going on with your family, a parent or a roommate, and to transform something that's going on with the financial picture, you know, the shared financial resource or loan, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support, any kind of financial theme like that, or to make some kind of transformative scenario happen that has to do with your sex life, your reproductive life, the divorce, or a mortality issue or a third-party situation in the mix. And that part of the equation for all of the signs, Gemini has that side of the equation in the strongest placement. So very important that you tackle this while the energy is favoring you so much. For Cancer, this whole week ahead, pushing you with this solar eclipse into new territory, asking you to really take that step towards the next thing, to eclipse out what's blocking you, continuing on. And it's playing out in the higher-minded ninth house. So Cancer, this means legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes. And you guys want to go forward. You want to find out what is Piscean there that you can take into that. Is it your artistic talents or projects? Is it your spiritual practices? Is it your healing or hospital needs or abilities? Does it have to do with your romance? Or more research and development. With Chiron and the Karmic South Node starting a 17-day tour here together from the 10th of March to the 27th, you want to look at where are you vulnerable in those areas? What is the wound? What is wounded within you that is holding you back from doing what you need to do about this? And then you need to really let go of something there, or rebalance something in a karmic situation with another person, or you need to open that portal for somebody from the past life to enter into so that you can heal this situation as you're moving forward with it. And be very, you know, just look at it very clearly. What is holding you back here and what can you do about it? And in this week ahead, you know, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 11th, 14th, 15th, and 17th, these are your Mercury days, the days that you're going to hear the news or offer or decision, or you're going to get in there and have the talk, the meeting, sign the agreements, make the sales, write things up, you know, make your decisions about these themes. And all of these are really positive and going to help you get that momentum going, except on Monday the 14th, when you are going to find that there is something challenging you here involving the hired help, the coworker, the paperwork, the job, the health situation, or the pets in the mix. So get serious about whatever it is you need to get right there so that you can continue this forward motivation in what you're doing. When we get to Venus entering this picture on Saturday the 12th, she's going to start about a three-week trend here until April 5th, where now she's going to join this party. So now a woman may really benefit you in that legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political theme. Or this is really going to be when you can start to make money through those avenues, or that your love life can expand through those avenues. Maybe you'll travel together, or you'll get involved in some kind of, you know, educational pursuit together. I don't know. There's something that can really flower in the love life in those areas. And there can also be beauty themes that are working for you in those areas as well. So a really good time to look into how you can further that as you are riding this wave forward. Again, as far as challenging days, Monday the 14th, as whatever's going on with her in this mix now, she is pushing Mars to take some action with that paperwork, coworker, hired help, job situation, health situation, or what's going on with the animals. And so you'll be pushing on that. When we look at the Jupiter-Pluto alignment for Cancer, you know, this started back in mid-October 2015. You're at the second point, kind of the turning point of this. Jupiter is doing everything to help you guys expand your horizons to find some kind of more happiness or prosperity through the communication zone, through your writing, through your speaking roles, through your talks and meetings with people, the sales and agreements that you get involved with, interviews, auditions, short trips, local activities. And for some Cancers, this is also opening up the playing field for you guys with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and what you're doing community-oriented. So, you know, in any way that this calls to you in this week ahead, and especially on Wednesday, you want to, you know, pick up the phone, get into that meeting, do what it is you're doing. And the link to Pluto that is so positive ties in with a key relationship for you. So there's something very transformative going on through this that's powerful, involving a romantic partner, business partner, agent, attorney, specialist, your clients, an opponent, a competitor, you know. So getting in there and dealing one-on-one with this person over Pluto themes, the finances, the sex life, the reproductive needs, the divorce, the mortality issues, the third-party situation, that's where it's at. So communicate and ask for what you need and see where you can take this. For Leo, you know, this week ahead, just like since the 8th and this new moon solar eclipse, this week is riding hugely high from the 10th to the 17th in taking you into that next level with any financial needs you may have, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, your commissions, your royalties, your partner's money. So any of those big financial arenas, this week is incredibly powerful for eclipsing out things that may be blocking you and moving to that next level. On the personal side of the same story for Leo, this can be a very powerful week to eclipse out what's been blocking you and move into that next level with your sex life or sexual attraction, with your reproductive needs, with a mortality issue, with a divorce, or with any third-party scenarios that you're dealing with. And so as you go into this, we have started today on the 10th into a 17-day window that is extremely rare, that is going to allow you to look at any wounding that you feel here. Do you feel wounded in some kind of financial area? Do you feel like you can't qualify for the loan? What do you need to do about that wound? Do you feel like that your investments have gone wrong? What can you do about that? Look at, you know, whatever that financial theme, or if it's about your sex life, maybe there's a reproductive situation going on in the body and that's bringing up a wound for you. Maybe there's, you know, maybe the divorce is wounding you. And this 17-day period, hugely important for healing that can be done by looking at where you're vulnerable and really starting to make some choices about that. And looking at, do I need to let go? Have I come the distance I needed to in a karmic past life situation? And is that done now? Or do I need to open the door for another past life soul to come through? Or is there a rebalancing of karma here with somebody? How do you deal with that? It's a very sensitive time period for this, but one with forward momentum and the potential to take you into that next chapter, the more that you're real about where that pain is for you in those scenarios. And the communication days are Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th, days when you can hear the news or decision or offer information that you've needed to hear about those themes, or days when you can get in and have that talk or meeting or pitch the idea or sign agreements, make sales, write, get your speaking roles, your interviews, your auditions, right? So you do want to put yourself in there and talking about these things or making choices and realize all of these are very favorable, positive forward motion. The only challenging one is on Monday the 14th when there will be something that you really need to get serious about with a creative project, with children, with a lover or your love life, or with something recreational. So whatever is, you know, asking for more commitment or an ending or responsibilities or, you know, setting limits or ambitions or whatever that serious thing is there, you really do want to take it seriously on Monday because that's going to help you in moving forward into all this good stuff that's going to be possible throughout the week. As far as Venus joining this on Saturday the 12th, she's now going to really be in the picture helping from then until April 5th. And so for Leo, this brings, you know, love, true love into the area of intimacy or what's going to come out of divorce for you. And it brings in personal income flow into this bigger financial scenario for you. And so this is very beneficial for you to kind of wed these things as you move forward. It may bring a female to the forefront when it comes to any of those, you know, financial, divorce, sexual, reproductive mortality, or third-party situations. And it may be, bring beauty themes into what's going on with this financial thing, or maybe you'll, you know, fall in love with a beautiful, sexy person. Can't be bad, right? And then, again, as far as a challenge, Monday the 14th would be the challenge day again with needing to take action about the lover, the children, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit, and whatever that is going on there. As far as Jupiter-Pluto and that alignment that is so positive, that's been trying to bring you some kind of personal growth, more prosperity, more happiness when it comes to your income or your possessions or and what you're doing with them or your purchases or all of the above, this really was keying in mid-October last year, and now during this week we are at the midpoint, high point of this, and you really want to look at, you know, what is the next step for me as far as transforming what I'm doing with my work, my job, my coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork, or what is it that I'm transforming when it comes to the health or the animals in the situation, the details, the organizing, you know, all of this is playing a very powerful, important role in getting you to that next level with your income, your possessions, or your purchases. So very important and positive week for that next step. For Virgo, I'm going to take a sip of my soda. I usually can hold out to Libra, but man, there's a lot to say. All right, Virgo. Virgo, again, the week ahead, major, important, powerful, forward momentum via key relationships. So you may be trying to eclipse out what's been blocking you or what is past and move into that next level with a romantic partner. It may be with a business partner. It may be with your agent, your attorney, your specialist. It may be with your clients. It may be with an opponent or a competitor or an advocate. You know, whoever this one-on-one significant person is, again, looking at your Piscean themes here, how do I move forward into that next level with my artistic needs, my healing or hospital or addictive needs, my research and development needs, spiritual practices, or my romantic life? And as we go into this week with this powerful potential to reach that next level, we kick into this Chiron karmic south node phase of 17 days that starts today on March 10th and lasts until the 27th. And so you want to look at, where do you feel wounded in this scenario? Where is the wound? Is it within you? Is it how you're able to connect with this other partner? Is it a physical wound? Maybe, you know, this with the specialist and you're healing something here. And this 17-day phase is hugely important to get in and really look at that and turn the corner with that healing. What is it you need to release? What is it on the karmic level? Or is it time to let go of something so that you can have that important healing? Is it about opening that portal to the past life soul that wants to come through now? What is that corner that you can turn? And if it's not physical healing or vulnerabilities, I mean, it may really be about something that's just going on that you need the help of that agent or attorney or that business partner, or where is the healing that needs to happen in your romantic partnership? So really get real about that and put in the work and step forward. Maybe you need to seek counsel from someone in this time period so that you can do the releasing you need to do and grab this wave forward. And don't forget the spiritual guru side of this, that this calls out of you. Is it time for you to bring that forward with your clients? You know, maybe there is a time for you to really share all the wisdom that you've gathered through the understanding here and really start to put it out there to people yourself. And when we look at these Mercury days of communication, when you can get in and have the talks and meetings, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, hear the offers or the news or make the decisions, you have 4 days in this week ahead, Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. Three of those are all about forward positive momentum. Monday is going to challenge you and to really get serious about whatever is happening here with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, parent, or roommate, and look at what obstacles you need to overcome there. Where do you need to get real serious and do that? When we look at Venus moving into this for Virgo in the week ahead, Saturday the 12th, she enters the picture. She stays till April 5th, gives you about 3 weeks where this should really start to harmonize what's going on with these relationships. So you might really start to see the love blossom from here forward, or you might start to see income opportunities start to show up through your clients and partners and agents and attorneys and even dealing with the competition. There may be women that become more of a focus in a beneficial way for you here. And there might also be some beauty themes playing out now with these key relationships. And the only day that I see here where we have this challenge with Venus, again, is going to be Monday the 14th, and again is going to say push something that it needs to be done in the home or about the home with the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate, something in that arena. The Jupiter-Pluto alignment has been playing out and began in mid-October and is playing out from your sign, Virgo, really trying to bring you a personal or physical blessing, and is in alignment to Pluto in your fifth house of true love and children and creative projects and recreation. So as you hit that midpoint in this week ahead, between the 10th and the 18th, with it peaking on Wednesday the 16th, you really do want to kind of turn, what do you need to transform here? This is about something good happening for you. How can you really take that to the next level and make the changes that you need to make to evolve, you know, either the intimacy in the love life or to deal with the divorce scenario with the kids or the lover or to deal with the financial needs that you might have in the creative projects and bring that together because this is really profound and powerful and amazingly positive for you. So seek ways to take yourself to that next level. For Libra, gosh, I hope I'm not going to run out of time with this show. Gosh, there's so much I want to say to you guys. Libra, this week ahead is definitely major, major push for you guys in the Piscean arena, one of the biggest weeks of your life, again, talking from the 10th to the 17th, to take things to that next level, eclipse out the blockages or the past, and get where you need to get where you need to go when it comes to your job, what you can do now with coworkers or people you hire in any need you might have, when it comes to paperwork you can get signed, when it comes to what you want to do with or for animals or with or about your health. And so you do really want to move into that next level. And because we are now starting this Chiron Karmic South Node 17-day journey, which is so incredibly rare, probably the only one of your life. You may have another one, you know, 52 to 60 years from now. I didn't look it up. I should have probably. But anyways, this is the big deal, right, from the 10th to the 27th. And so, Libra, you really want to be very straight up about where you feel wounded in any of these situations. You know, where is the vulnerability? What can you do about it? What do you need to address with the job, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help? And, you know, you really need to look at is how can I then move towards true healing here? What are the steps I can take over the next 17 days to make this the way I want it to go? And with the karmic self node in attendance, is it time to let go of something here and move past it? Is it time to rebalance something here karmically? Is it time to open a portal for a past life soul to come into my life?
And if they do, trust me, you'll recognize them during this 17-day period. So you want to open your heart to people that can help you. You want to be clear about where you feel vulnerable and seek out the right kind of help there. You want to apply the Piscean themes to this, which means anything that can heal or getting into hospitals or doing your research and investigations or however your artistic, romantic, or spiritual life might play out or thread through any of this, and go for it. When we look at the important Mercury days, you have four: Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. These are your days when you can get in and have those talks or meetings, interviews, auditions, offers, agreements, sales, writing, speaking roles, or decisions about those topics: your job, your health, the pet, the paperwork, the coworkers, the people you've hired. And all of these days are extremely positive for forward momentum. The only day that challenges is Monday the 14th, when you'll have to push a little harder to either get in and get that news or talk or meeting to happen. There might be some kind of obstacle. Somebody can't be available that day, or, you know, there's something somebody's tied up with that's just going to be a challenge. Or you may get some information that that kind of is a dead end first for a direction you were going, and then you have to jump in and really continue to keep the lines open, because then the very following day on Tuesday the 15th, you find solutions and you find that next answer. So Monday is very important to find out where your roadblocks are, or if, you know, if there is something that you want to push through a little bit harder. When we talk about Venus joining this party on Saturday the 12th, she will be there through April 5th, and she now brings the good stuff into the picture. Now we have women who can benefit you with your work or health or pets or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. Now we see income ability starting to flow through this. So you, if you've been looking to make money and you're out there actively seeking work, then this should be when it starts to come through. This can be love flowering in these areas and things going really well in the love department through that arena. And it can also be beauty themes that start to play in if you're trying to, you know, have a job in the beauty industry, or there's, you know, something that you're beautifying with your in a health field. You know, maybe you're selling some kind of product that's a health related product that is also beauty product kind of thing. So this is definitely the time when things go well. As far as challenging days, again, it's Monday the 14th with Venus as well. Same thing, where you're really trying to be passionate about motivating to get into that talk or meeting or hear that news or take that short trip or sign the agreement, make the sale, that kind of thing. And there's something that's going to impede that a little bit or push you harder. And again, you know, push it, but realize it'll be, you know, in the following days where the momentum really picks up. As far as Jupiter-Pluto alignment that's been going on for Libra, you know, this really kicked in mid-October between the 11th and 16th. Now you're at that midpoint here this week from the 10th to the 18th. It peaks on Wednesday, the 16th. Last time this will happen will be at the end of June this coming year, in our year 2016. And so it's really about, for Libra, trying to find more happiness or prosperity or open up some kind of growth opportunity through the 12th house. So through your art, your film, your music, your dance, your poetry, your sculpture, anything muse-related, or through healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, or through research and development, through your meditation, yoga, spiritual practices, prayer, magic, blah, psychic abilities, through romantic unions that are karmic or past life in some way, and the turning points with that. And so those are the areas, and I'm sure at least one of those has really taken on a big role in your life since mid-October. And now here you are at this turning point, and Pluto is trying to transform something powerfully in alignment, in a harmonious alignment with this, through deeper things that can happen now within your home, or with a move or renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. And so all of this is locking into something favorable for you to get you to a happier or more prosperous place. And so you want to do what you can towards that in this week ahead, and especially look forward on Wednesday the 16th. For Scorpio, the week ahead, major focus in this Piscean field, forward momentum, time to eclipse out the blockages, have those aha moments, and take things to that powerful next level when it comes to your love life, your creative projects, the children, or your recreational pursuits. Again, Piscean is the theme. Where is the artistry here? What is the romantic karmic past life tie-in? What's going on in your spiritual practices with healing, addictions, or hospitals, research, or development? How can you make this favor forward momentum in your love life with your kids, with your creative projects, or recreation? Starting March 10th today, for those listening live, we enter a 17-day period with Chiron and the karmic south node traveling together at the same point through that territory. So it becomes extremely important to look at where you feel vulnerable in those areas, where you feel wounded, how your life has felt wounded up to this point in one of those scenarios, and how you can now heal that, and how that understanding of that wound can help you step into your spiritual guru and heal or teach others what you understand about it. And you need to look at the karmic side of this and see, is there a need to let go of something with the kids, the lover, the creative project, or the recreation? Or is there some karmic rebalancing that needs to happen during these 17 days? Or is there a portal that is opening here to allow a past life soul to re-enter as you deal with this wound and this healing? And so, you know, really paying attention to what that need is for you and how you can now take that into new territory is a big part of the story. And the Mercury days in your week ahead, you have four: Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. These are the days where you can meet somebody, or where you can have that talk, or where you can sign agreements, make sales, write, speak, get into speaking roles, I should say, interview, audition, hear the offer or the news, or make the decision. Positive days for you guys with your creative projects, your love life, your kids, or your recreational pursuits. The only day that is a challenge out of those 4 days is Monday the 14th. And on that day, you really need to look at what the obstacle is or what you're trying to push harder on when it comes to the income in the situation, the purchase in the situation, or the possessions in the situation, and get real about what you need to overcome there. With Venus entering the picture on Saturday the 12th, Venus is just going to flood this area of true love and kids and creativity and fun with more love. So the love potential escalates between the 12th of March and the 5th. It brings income potential into those arenas of creative projects and what you do with kids or for kids or what you do in recreational pursuits. It brings women on board who can help you in any of the above areas. And it brings the beauty theme into the mix. So there may be something in the beauty field or beautifying your space or yourself that plays into what's going on here. Again, with Venus, everything should really be going pretty peachy during that three-week period, but there is a challenge on Monday the 14th when Venus squares Mars. And again, you have to really do something about the possessions, the purchases, or the income in the picture. The Jupiter-Pluto alignment, one of these major life-changing good alignments that is for everybody, for Scorpio, since last year, has been trying to bring you more prosperity, more happiness, more growth potential through your friends, your group affiliations, what you do online, what you do in connection to astrology or charities or social networking or gatherings, and ties in with your original ideas or inventions and you know, what's unique about you and your aspirations. And so we are now at the midpoint during this week between the 10th and 18th, with the highlight on Wednesday the 16th. So you want to look at where you are in those scenarios, and you want to kind of push things out. Excuse me. And you want to push them out in Jupiter themes. So you want to push them out with your media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, your legal needs, your travel plans, your foreign interests, your educational pursuits, your a wedding, your religious or political themes. I'm sorry, I have to take a drink. I just talk too much. That's my problem. Okay, so, you know, the Pluto alignment in this picture that comes into view this week ahead is that there is something very powerfully transforming through your communication zone in this picture. So whatever it is that you're doing with your talks and meetings, your writing, your agreements, your sales, your interviews, your auditions, your speaking roles, your decisions that you're making, very powerful this week ahead. And you should focus on Pluto and all of that. You know, how can you take this to the next level financially or sexually or reproductively or with mortality issues or divorce or third-party situations and taking it up a step. All right, for Sagittarius. The whole week ahead, Piscean theme, major Piscean theme, totally about taking you to the next level, helping you block out or move past blockages or eclipse something out that is holding you back so you can get to that next level. And it's all about what you're doing in your home, about your home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, your roommates, or your parents. So, Sag, look at where you want to go with this stuff. The momentum between the 10th and 17th is enormous here. And starting on the 10th and lasting 17 days until the 27th, Chiron and the karmic south node will travel together through here. It's going to ask you to look at where you're vulnerable in any of those areas. Where is the soul wound? How can you really address something here so that you can see healing start to take place? And where is the karma and the past life situation here playing out? Is it time to let go of something that has run its karmic course? Is it time to rebalance a karmic situation here? Is it time to open the portal for a past life soul to come through now over these next 17 days? How can that help you with this wound and stepping into your own spiritual guru and healing others or healing yourself when it comes to the family, roommate, parent, home, real estate, move, renovation scenario? When we look at the Mercury days, when you can get into the talk or meeting or hear the news or offer or decision or sign the agreement, make the sale, write, interview, audition, those days in the week ahead are Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, and Thursday the 17th. All of these are very powerful, positive days, except for Monday the 14th, when you will have a personal or physical challenge here. So either you feel like your personal needs aren't being met, or you need to push those forward a bit more, or you have more responsibility on your shoulder that you really need to address, or there is something, you know, that's limiting you. Maybe you're feeling tired or overwhelmed and need to rest. You know, there's something here. Maybe it has to do with your name or title in the scenario. Address what it is that you feel is lacking for yourself and move on that. Be willing to talk about it on Monday and know that that's a little bit more challenging for you. With Venus showing up in the picture on the 12th, now we start to see the female coming into play that can benefit you in these areas between the 12th and April 5th. Or we start to see the beauty theme really starting to play out. So it's a fantastic time to beautify your home or to bring beautiful things to your roommate or your parent or your family. And it's a wonderful time for true love to flower in these areas. And it's also a wonderful time to make money. So if you're in real estate or flipping houses or doing a family business, you know, we see income flow starting to happen here during this time. And this should really all go pretty well. I mean, actually should go exceptionally well. But Monday the 14th, again, is a challenging day with this. So again, it is about you taking action or feeling passionate about something or frustrated or angry about something with the Mars energy involved and facing whatever it is you need in this mix so that that momentum can go in the right direction. With the Jupiter-Pluto alignment for Sagittarius, this has been really trying to take you into more prosperity or happiness or a more expansive place on the career front or with personal goals or with authority figures like your boss, your judge in a situation, the parent, the mentor, those types. And you had the first trine to Pluto back in mid-October. Now this week you have the second trine. So we are at a turning point here between the 10th and the 18th. I think Wednesday the 16th is the big day. And Sag, this is really about helping you transform something when it comes to your personal income in this situation or what's going to happen to all the possessions in this situation or what is going on with a purchase that you're making or that you want to make. So look at powerful ways to impact that goal or to take that career to the next level involving that or to get in connection with that higher up authority type person who can help you, who's going to want to help you as you reach for this next level. For Capricorn, the week ahead, massive communication week for you guys because of this Piscean new moon solar eclipse momentum, really about getting past the blockages, getting past the limitations, eclipsing out what's in the way and taking things towards that next level, because that's where it's all at. This week is about where you can go to next, or if you're sticking with something, how you can take it to the next level. So very important week for your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your speaking roles, your short trips, your local activities, community activities, maybe a move in the mix. There can be offers and decisions coming through this week. And it can also, for some Capricorns, be about things that are in forward momentum here with a brother, sister, neighbor, your vehicles or electronics as well. So as you're focusing in on this, think about, you know, is this about your artistic needs? Is it about your romantic, karmic past life needs? Is it about your spiritual needs? Is it about healing, addictions, or hospitals? Is it about research or development? And go for it in this week ahead. Know that from March 10th to the 27th, we enter into this 17-day, very rare corridor where Chiron is with the karmic south node, and this is about you really communicating or thinking about and making decisions about where you feel vulnerable, where the wound is, how wounded you feel, how wounded the situation is, and how there can be some healing and what you need to do to get to that healing. And with the karmic south node, it either means letting go of something or somebody, or it means rebalancing the karma in the situation that's going on, or it means opening the portal for a past life soul that wants to get through to you now. So it's a very powerful 17 days. You need to communicate where you're at in this. And when it comes to the communication days that stand out with Mercury, that's Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. You should be able to get forward momentum into these talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writings and offers and decisions, etc., on all of these days, except Monday the 14th, when there will be something going on either behind the scenes, in research or development, with the addiction, the healing, the hospital, the romantic situation that's clandestine or karmic, the spiritual or artistic pursuits, and you're going to need to deal with either some kind of serious commitment, responsibility, ending limit, some kind of Saturn theme in the mix on that day, and get real about it, so that you can move forward into this really fantastic momentum on Tuesday and Thursday. And then with Venus joining into this story on the 12th, on Saturday the 12th, she starts out about 3 weeks where you're going to see, you know, now we start to see the love flower in these talks or decisions or offers or meetings. Now we start to see income flow in the mix in these interviews and offers and agreements and sales. Now we start to see women benefiting us in all these communication arenas. And now we start to see beauty themes playing out as well in a positive array here throughout those talks and meetings and decisions. So it can definitely help smooth things out or attract what you need during that 3 weeks, with the exception of Monday the 14th, when there will still, again, Venus challenges Mars in the same topics to either be passionate or take action or deal with anger issues tied in with what's going on with the healing, addiction, hospitals, research, development, karmic or clandestine, romantic needs, spiritual practices, artistic pursuits, what's going on in that shadowy, secretive, magical arena of life. The Jupiter-Pluto alignment that has been ongoing here to try to help bring something very powerful into a transformative state in your life that is going to benefit you. You had the first activation of this in mid-October between the 11th and 16th. Now here we are in this week between the 10th and 18th. It's active again. You turn a corner. It peaks on Wednesday the 16th, and for Capricorn, you really want to look at how you can open your world to some kind of growth opportunity or more happiness or prosperity through legal channels, educational pursuits, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, through travel at a distance or people at a distance, import-export or foreign interests, educational, I don't know if I said that already, through weddings, through religion, or through politics. Those are your arenas, all these higher-minded, expansive arenas, Capricorn. This is really about giving you guys what you need, and you turn a corner this week. What do you need to be more happy or prosperous in those areas? And Pluto's in your sign, so it is about you during this time frame from October until the end of June of this year to really transform who you are in relation to this scenario in some kind of positive way, to empower yourself, to deconstruct the old version of you and rebirth yourself into some more powerful identity that you are evolving into in relation to one of those or several of those themes. So really look at where you are this week and make choices based on that, because this is a positive, supportive alignment for you. For Aquarius, the week ahead, major Piscean momentum, major forward momentum, high wave taking you into new ways to make money or the next chapter of your income potential, what's going on with your possessions, what's going on with your purchases, and all ties into Piscean themes. How can you apply your artistry there? Or is it around healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions? Is it research or development that can get you there? Is it romance or spirituality that is going to take you down that road? Look at how you can take that income to the next level or do the next thing with your possessions or purchases. And we start this karmic south node in league with Chiron, 17-day journey on the 10th of March, and it lasts till the 27th. Very extremely rare. And it is asking you to look at where you feel vulnerable with your income, possessions, or purchases, where you feel wounded, how your wounds are feeding into what you're doing to in your spending or making money or possessions. If there's something that you are really ready to heal about this now, and to look at the karmic turning point in this situation. Is it time to let go of something that has karmically tied you into this wound or this vulnerability for too long and you're ready now to leave it behind? Or is it time to rebalance a karmic scenario in a situation or with a person during these 17 days? Or is it time to open a portal for a past life soul who's ready now to enter into your life this lifetime that will impact what's going on with your sense of being valued and your income and your possessions and your purchases? So really get real about what feels wounded and how you can heal that, and look at ways that you can step into your spiritual guru in that, in those areas, and help or teach others through your understanding of these situations. And when we look at Mercury days, days where you can get in and have that talk or meeting or hear the offer or make the decision or sign agreements, make sales, write, you know, interview, all of that. These days you have four: Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, Thursday the 17th. These are very favorable for getting in there about your income, possessions, or purchases, except for Monday the 14th, when you will have something challenging you there, an obstacle, a no, an ending, a commitment, a responsibility, or something you're trying to structure or get ambitious about, and so you're pushing it harder yourself. And this involves a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or social networking or gatherings or some kind of original concept in the mix. So you want to deal with whatever it is that you need to overcome with that on Monday. With Venus joining the party on Saturday the 12th, she kicks off 3 weeks just about until April 5th. And so Aquarius, this is definitely going to help with, you know, attracting income or what you're doing with purchases and possessions, smoothing things out, bringing women on board who can help you, amplifying the income side of things even higher, definitely bringing love into the mix. So you might be earning with a lover or spending on a lover, sharing possessions with a lover. And can be about beauty, so a good time to buy beauty products or art or a camera or, you know, whatever would bring beauty into your life, you know. And so that gives you a nice 3 days. The only challenging day with that is Monday the 14th, same day that you have with the Mercury day. And so, again, on that day, you'll be looking at whatever's going on behind the scenes with the addiction or healing or hospital, with the research or development, the romantic karmic turning point, the spiritual or artistic project in the mix. The Jupiter-Pluto alignment that's been trying to open up something big and growth-oriented to bring more happiness or prosperity into the mix. For Aquarius, this has really been focused on your big financial picture with a loan or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, partner's money, alimony, child support, whatever the outside financial realm might be for you. It's also been trying to help you on a personal side of life, by giving you some kind of growth opportunities that can make you happier through your sex life or reproductive needs, a divorce, a mortality issue, or a third-party scenario. And so this first alignment with Pluto happened back in mid-October, where it really kicked it off. Now, this week you're at the second one, the turning point between the 10th and the 18th. It perfects on Wednesday, the 16th. And so Pluto is saying, through all of this, you can transform something in a powerful way that's going to align with that financial, intimate, divorce, third-party scenario through what you're doing with your research, your romantic karmic unions, your clandestine side of things, your spiritual practices, your artistic pursuits, or your, I think I said healing hospitals, your research development. So anything in those areas that can take you into that next level. You are at that turning point this week, so you may be making some decisions there that are favorable for you. For Pisces, the week ahead, extremely powerful for you guys because all the focus is on you. You've never had this kind of level of momentum to move yourself into wherever it is that you personally want to go now, and you've never had this kind of potential to eclipse out what's been blocking you either on a personal or physical level to get there. And so you do want to put your needs first in this week ahead, put your image out there, your brand out there, show up physically, take care of your body, make it about what it is you want, advance yourself during this week ahead because the momentum is with you. And as you go into this week, the Chiron Karmic South Node link begins on March 10th and lasts until the 27th. So for the next 17 days, you have an extremely rare moment where you can really get real about where your personal or physical vulnerabilities are, where you feel wounded, and how you want to heal that. So you may have breakthroughs with your therapist. You may have breakthroughs with your doctor if there's something physical going on. You may have breakthroughs with your meditation and prayer. You know, you might have breakthroughs with your artistic pursuits as an artist or, you know, in your romantic life as you really hone in on what's going on with that wounded side of who you are and how you've carried this with you, most likely from a past life, but at least from the beginning of this lifetime, and how you can now address that and heal that. And you want to look at the karmic situations in your life. Is it time to let go of somebody or something and move past it? Is it time to rebalance karma in a situation to get to that healing? Or is it time to open a portal for a past life soul to come through during these next 17 days? Maybe a few of these things, you know, you'll know your own story, but it's incredibly powerful time for personal and physical healing and to really look at where the wound is and also to step into your own spiritual guru nature and extend that understanding of the wound to healing or teaching others from your experience of it. And when we look at the communication days in this week ahead, when you can get in and have that talk or meeting or hear that news or offer or sign agreements or make sales or write or get into your speaking role or make decisions that are really paramount to what you're moving forward on in your life here with all this momentum, you have Friday the 11th, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 5th, Thursday the 17th. These are extremely powerful and favorable days to move you into that next level. The only challenging day is Monday the 14th, at which point you are going to have to really get serious about what issues you have involving one specific goal or your career and the needs you need to overcome to reach that goal in the career front, or what when dealing with some kind of authority type like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, you know, any higher up person. So there may be some responsibility that's added to the scenario with this that you have to address at this point. There may be some kind of ending or no or added ambition or, you know, it's just going to push you. So get real about that. What do you need to do to get where you need to be with it, with your own needs in relation to career goals and these authority figures. With Venus entering the picture on Saturday the 12th, she kicks in 3 weeks until April the 5th in your sign. So this is just as fabulous as it gets, because now she's just emanating from you. And so other people are going to be more charmed by you, more attracted to you. It helps you smooth out things that are in the way or that are around what it is you need, what you want, what's going on for you, about you, with you. And Venus brings more potential to make money in anything you're pursuing now. It brings more potential for love to flower from you or be attracted to you. It brings women around you who are going to be beneficial during this period, and it brings a beauty into your life. So you will definitely sparkle at a higher level, and it can be a fantastic time for you guys who want to get makeovers or new wardrobes or haircuts or, you know, whatever it is you're doing to beautify yourself. And as far as all this really great flow with her, she does have that day where she pushes up against Mars, and that's on Monday the 14th. That's a square. So again, it adds to the sense of need to take action about that goal, that career situation, or the authority figure needing to do something about what's going on with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, whoever that other higher up is. So expect Monday to be kind of the day to get over whatever the obstacle is, but the rest of this to go swimmingly in the right direction. And then as far as the Jupiter-Pluto alignment that is happening, it's been ongoing, and you really had the very first perfected alignment in the middle of October between the 11th and 16th last year. Now you're at the second one, which is the turning point one, which happens between March 10th and 18th, and it peaks on the 16th on Wednesday. And for Pisces, this has been Jupiter's major push to try to get you to find some kind of growth experience that can lead to more happiness or prosperity in key relationships during this period. And so this means that it's trying to do everything to get you over the hump and to that next level so that you can find true happiness or prosperity through your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, or in how you deal with competitors or opponents. And so all these key relationships are extremely important in this year of your life. And at this week between March 10th and 18th, as it sits here, you really want to look at, you know, where am I? How far have I come since October? What's next? How do I turn this corner? Look at Jupiter themes in the mix. Is it about the legal, the educational, the media, the wedding, the travel, the religious or political sides? And how does this person figure in? And how can this, where can I take this to the next level? And the alignment with Pluto is saying that there is something very powerful here that can be transformed, kind of deconstructed and rebirthed in a more powerful way, involving your aspirations in the mix, or involving something original going on with you, or involving a particular group you become involved with, or your friends, or the internet, or astrology, or charities, or gatherings of some sort, or social networking. So you want to kind of look at where that is. Maybe you're going to, you know, plan a wedding with a romantic partner and have a major wedding with a lot of friends and groups there. Maybe you're going to, you know, connect with a business partner and get the legal paperwork together, or you know, get your agent and get together with a media broadcasting theme, and there's going to be a group you get tied in with as you go through that. So there can be any kind of crossover in that scenario, but this particular week is your turning point week. And the final one will then be the last week of June. So I did get to all the signs, thank goodness. It was a lot to cover, I know. And I just can't tell you how momentous I think that this time frame is, because it's a place in the sky that we are, by, you know, astrological law, not as aware of. And I want to bring the awareness to the surface as much as I can, so that as you go through this period, which can feel like you're, you know, treading water and not seeing so clearly, that you have an idea of where the topics are that are meant to be propelling you forward, and where you need to do that work on the wounds and the healing, and how powerful this time is. So it's Zoe Moon. I love you guys. You can find me over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe, Z-O-E, Moon Astrology. And I'm there daily. You can always grab hold of me at some point in the day over there. And I will be back next week, same time. I hope it's a splendid, powerful week ahead for everybody. And that's it. Have a good one.